Now turn to part 4.
You will hear a conversation which takes place in an open market between three people, Bob and Andrea Jones, and Bob's friend, Carl. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. There will now be a pause of 1 minute for you to look through part 4.
Look, Bob, that's a new store we haven't seen before.
You mean the one with all those CDs and cassettes? Hang on. Hey, that's Carl.
You mean Carl who used to work with you at Acres? What's he doing here?
Must have started up a new business, though he's the last person I'd have expected to...
Hey, Bob!
Quick, pretend we haven't seen him.
Oh, come on. He's your friend. You can't ignore him like that.
Bob, what a great surprise. Haven't seen you for... must be years.
Carl, good to see you, mate. This is my fiancée, Andrea.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Are you interested in country music? I know Bob's not too keen.
Is that what all this is? All country music? Have you got any Irish folk music?
Oh, God.
I did have, but it didn't seem to sell too well.
I'm not surprised.
So I got rid of it all. Pity, really.
Good thing, if you ask me. And how long have you been doing this?
You mean the stall? Oh, about 2 months. After Acres closed down, I was out of work for about a year. And then one day, I got talking to my claims officer about my collection, and he suggested that I did this. And so far, it's been quite profitable.
Do you make a profit?
Last week, I took a bit over £3,000.
£3,000?
Well, some of it has to pay for overheads and VAT, but I should get to keep at least half of it.
Was it difficult to get started? What did you have to do?
No, it was quite easy, really. I just talked to a small business advisor at the bank, and luckily I still had some redundancy money left, so there was no need for a loan or anything. Anyway, what about you?
Oh, I spent my redundancy money on a holiday.
And the car?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it didn't quite cover the car, so I had to take out a loan, which I'm still paying off. You see, the new job pays even less than Acres did. I guess I should have done something like you have.
You still could. I'm sure the bank could extend you a loan if you asked. Have you seen Bob's silverware? It's really quite unique.
Yes. He did show me some pictures once. Come to think of it, there's a man who sells similar stuff at a car boot sale in Blackpool, where I do a stall on Sundays.
There, you see. You could do a stall on Sundays and keep on your job at the bakery.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not sure all that standing around in the cold would be good for my circulation. The doctor said I need to stay in a warm environment and keep moving.
You're just making excuses now. This is a fantastic chance to make some money.
You will hear the piece again.
Look, Bob, that's a new stall we haven't seen before.
You mean the one with all those CDs and cassettes? Hang on. Hey, that's Carl.
You mean Carl who used to work with you at Acres? What's he doing here?
Must have started up a new business. Though he's the last person I'd have expected to...
Hey, Bob!
Quick, pretend we haven't seen him.
Oh, come on. He's your friend. You can't ignore him like that.
Bob, what a great surprise. Haven't seen you for... must be years.
Carl, good to see you, mate. This is my fiancée, Andrea.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Are you interested in country music? I know Bob's not too keen.
Is that what all this is? All country music? Have you got any Irish folk music?
Oh, God.
I did have, but it didn't seem to sell too well.
I'm not surprised.
So I got rid of it all. Pity, really.
Good thing, if you ask me. And how long have you been doing this?
You mean the stall? Oh, about 2 months. After Acres closed down, I was out of work for about a year. And then one day, I got talking to my claims officer about my collection, and he suggested that I did this. And so far, it's been quite profitable.
Do you make a profit?
Last week, I took a bit over £3,000.
3,000 quid?
Well, some of it has to pay for overheads and VAT, but I should get to keep at least half of it.
Was it difficult to get started? What did you have to do?
No, it was quite easy, really. I just talked to a small business advisor at the bank, and luckily I still had some redundancy money left, so there was no need for a loan or anything. Anyway, what about you?
Oh, I spent my redundancy money on a holiday.
And the car?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it didn't quite cover the car, so I had to take out a loan, which I'm still paying off. You see, the new job pays even less than Acres did. I guess I should have done something like you have.
You still could. I'm sure the bank could extend you a loan if you asked. Have you seen Bob's silverware? It's really quite unique.
Yes. He did show me some pictures once. Come to think of it, there's a man who sells similar stuff at a car boot sale in Blackpool, where I do a stall on Sundays.
There, you see. You could do a stall on Sundays and keep on your job at the bakery.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not sure all that standing around in the cold would be good for my circulation. The doctor said I need to stay in a warm environment and keep moving.
You're just making excuses now. This is a fantastic chance to make some money.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. Pause for 4 minutes. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.